their cups. In less than an hour, the effects took hold. Fears, terrors, quiverings, mortal sweats, and a lethargic stupor come and overwhelm us, the historian Plutarch later recounted. But as soon as we are out of it, we pass into delightful meadows, where the purest air is breathed, where sacred concerts and discourses are heard, where, in short, one is impressed with celestial visions. By sunup, those visions had faded, replaced by repercussions in the real world. Alcibiades's illicit party kicked off a chain of events that would prompt him to flee Athens, dodge a death sentence, betray his government, and set in motion the trial and execution of his beloved teacher, Socrates. Famously handsome, eloquent, and ambitious, Alcibiades's faults were as plentiful as his gifts. He offered sex to Socrates in exchange for the philosopher's deepest secrets. Before his wife could divorce him for womanizing, he dragged her out of court by her hair. Politically, he played both sides against the middle, and his only true allegiance was to his career. So when his rivals got wind of that scandalous evening, they ratted him out to the highest Athenian court for stealing Kaikion, the sacred elixir he'd shared with his guests. He was tried in absentia for a crime punishable by death, blaspheming the mysteries. And not just any mysteries. The Eleusinian Mysteries, a 2,000-year-old initiatory ritual that had an outsized impact on Western philosophy and counted some of Greece's most famous citizens among its elect. Foundational notions like Plato's World of Forms and Pythagoras's Music of the Spheres were informed by these rites. Our mysteries had a very real meaning, Plato explained. He that has been purified and initiated at Eleusis shall dwell with the gods. Cicero went further, calling the rites the pinnacle of Greek achievement. Among the many excellent and indeed divine institutions which Athens has brought forth and contributed to human life, none, in my opinion, is better than the mysteries. In them we perceive the real principles of life and learn not only how to live in joy, but also to die with better hope. In more contemporary terms, the Eleusinian Mysteries were an elaborate 9-day ritual designed to strip away standard frames of reference, profoundly alter consciousness, and unlock a heightened level of insight. Specifically, the mysteries combined a number of state-changing techniques: fasting, singing, dancing, drumming, costumes, dramatic storytelling, physical exhaustion, and kaikion, the substance Alcibiades stole for his party, to induce a cathartic experience of death, rebirth, and divine inspiration. And so powerful was this experience, and so significant were those insights, that the mysteries persisted for more than 2,000 years. A lesser ritual would have fizzled out, or at least become an empty gesture devoid of its original power. Eleusis, historians tell us, endured time and turmoil for a couple of key reasons. First, initiates kept the mystery in the mystery. Disclosing any of its secrets, as Alcibiades did, was a capital offense. And second, kaikion, that dark liquid at the heart of the ritual, packed one hell of a punch. For anthropologists, uncovering the ingredients of kaikion has become a holy grail kind of quest. It ranks right up there with decoding soma, the ancient Indian sacrament that inspired Aldous Huxley's groupthink happy drug in Brave New World. Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann and Harvard-trained classicist Carl Ruck argued that the barley in kaikion might have been tainted with an ergot fungus. This same fungus generates lysergic acid, LSA, a precursor to the LSD that Hofmann famously synthesized in his Sandoz pharmaceutical lab. When consumed accidentally, ergot prompts delirium, prickly limbs, and the hallucinations known as St. Anthony's Fire. When taken on purpose, within the context of an intensive initiatory ritual, you have all the ingredients of a highly effective ecstatic technology. So effective, and presumably so enjoyable, that Alcibiades was willing to risk his life to steal it for a party. All of which is to say,